This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. We're doing a surah a day from Juz Amma, alhamdulillah. We're in surah number 80 in the tartib, in the orientation of the surahs of the Quran. And this is referred to as Surah Abasa. Surah Abasa, once again, with the last three surahs, was revealed in Mecca al-Mukarramah. It's one of the early revelations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it begins with, it can be translated to mean the Prophet frowned and turned away. Watawalla. This is relative to an incident of one of the great Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person the Prophet would entrust to be the governor of Medina in his absence. He was one of the callers of prayer of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the city of the Prophet. And he was martyred. He was one of the great followers of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he happened to be a blind man. And in that society, he was a person who was looked down upon. And no one would lead him to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he was left to wander the streets of Mecca calling out, Ya Muhammad, akhbirni an rabbik. Ya Muhammad, akhbirni an rabbik. Oh Muhammad, inform me about your Lord. And no one would lead him to the Prophet ﷺ. And on a fortuitous day, the Prophet had finally assembled all the chiefs of Quraysh in one place. They're finally going to hear him. They're the idols of their society, the best of the best, the creme to the creme, as they would think. And in enters in their vicinity is this blind man, as the Prophet is just about to speak to them about Islam. Ya Muhammad, Ya Muhammad, Ya Muhammad, tell me about your Lord. And they all get up from the Prophet ﷺ and say, أَسَوَيْتَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ أَرَذِلُنَا. You've made us equal to these downcast, destitute people. And the Prophet frowned. He frowned at the frustration of wanting to call the elite to faith, but they rejected him. It's not that he frowned in displeasure at Abdullah Ibn Maktum. And therefore, one of the mistakes of the prophets of Allah is to be earnest in doing a good deed that had not yet been asked of them by Allah. And this is an example of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rebukes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet frowned and turned away. And ja'ahu al-a'ma, when the blind man came, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was disappointed that the people turned away from him just on account of Abdullah ibn Maktum. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. And how do you know, Ya Muhammad? لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّ. How do you know that he might become from the pure and leave off sin and become a faithful person? And here you could see in the context of this ayah, the word should really be يَتَزَكَّ. لَعَلَّهُ يَتَزَكَّ. The ta is thrown out, and it's as if Allah is showing expedience in Abdullah ibn Maktum radiallahu anhu willing to come to faith. Ya Muhammad, why are you wasting your time with these stubborn renegade elites who are not going to come to faith when you have something waiting and available for you right there? Why are you overlooking this one on account of him not being of higher status? Even though your intention is true, don't overlook this. أَوْ يَذَّكَّرُ فَتَنْفَعُهُ الذِّكْرَى. Your reminder will benefit him. أَمَّا مَنْ إِسْتَغْنَى. As for these people who think they're self-sufficient, they turn away from you. فَأَنْتَ لَهُ تَصَدَّى. You came to attend to them and you want to come to them. وَمَا عَلَيْكَ أَلَّا يَذَّكَّى. What does it bother you if they don't become faithful? It's not going to harm you, O Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There will be those who come to belief and those who don't. And it's not on account of what you wish. It's about the guidance sent from Allah. It's a profound message in how we call people to truth. We are conveyors of the truth. We are not responsible for whether people accept it. Later on, Allah transitions. He begins talking about the true message of the Quran, the characteristics. كَلَّا إِنَّهَا تَذْكِرَةً. Surely this Quran, the one who hears it and gives it its attention, it will be an admonition for them. وَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ. And remind them with the Quran. That one of the terms that is used to describe the Quran is that it is a dhikr al-hakim, the reminder that is beneficial. فَمَنْ شَاءَ ذَكَرَ. The one who wishes, the one who chooses to pay attention to it, will pay attention to it and will benefit. فِي صُحُفٍ مُقَرَّمَ. This Quran, its trueness is in اللوح المحفوظ, stored with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is attended to by the angels. مَرْفُوعَ. It's in an elevated status, exalted in dignity and purified. بِأَيْدِي سَفَرَةً. It is in the hands of the scribes, the angels. كِرَامٍ بَرَرَةً. And this is something that you and I can reach if we master the Quran and practice it in our days and night and master its memorization. The Prophet ﷺ says in the authentic hadith of Imam Muslim, on the day of judgment, الماهر بالقرآن, the masters of the Quran, مع السفرة الكرام البررة, in reference of this ayah, they will be at the elevation of the honorable, obedient servants of Allah who attend to the Quran. May Allah make us of them. And then Allah transitions into the creation of man is evidence of Allah's being and is evidence of Allah's control of life and death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا أَكْفَرَ. Cursed is the unbelieving human being. How ungrateful is he? مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ. Where does he think he came from? Did he create himself? مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ خَلَقَهُ فَقَدَّرَ. Doesn't he know he came from this nutfa, this mix of male and female discharge? He's been created and set into due proportion that he sees himself today. Doesn't he remember where he came from? وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَثِيَ خَلْقًا. Allah says in Surah Yasin, he gives us an example of life and death, but he forgot where he came from. He was this little seed. ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَ. Allah makes the path easy in life for all of us. May Allah make it easy for us. Allahumma ameen. The next transition, Allah says, okay, you don't want to look at yourself. Look at the food that you're eating. Look at the water that descends and the vegetation that grows. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَى طَعَامِ. فَلْيَنْظُرُ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَى طَعَامِ. Okay, don't look at yourself. Look at the food that you're going to eat. Look at the plants that grow. أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ أَصَبَّ. Don't you see that we brought down the rain that grows it? Everything that is terrestrial on earth is not of your own doing. It's something sent to you from above, sent to you from beneath the earth. It's not from your own power to bring it. And if I wish to turn it off, it will not arrive. It's from the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّى. I'm the one that cleaves the earth from you. I'm the one that has brought everything into being. عِنَبًا وَقَضْبًا. From the grapes you eat, from everything that you have. All of it is evidence of my ability and my power over you. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَةُ. If you don't want to pay attention to this, pay attention to the fact that there will come a heralding of the Day of Judgment. And the blaring of the Day of Judgment and its heralding will terrify all. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. On that day, you're going to run away from your brother. وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. Your father and your mother. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ. Your wife. وَبَنِيهِ. And your sons. Meaning what's left, your sisters and daughters. And this is one of the slight, subtle statements of our ulama, that from those who will benefit you will be your young sisters, your daughters, who you raised up in truth, as the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ عَالَ جَارِيَتَيْنِ. The one who raises even just two young girls, وَأَحْسَنَ تَأْدِيبَهُمَا. Raises them with good ethics. وَلَمْ يُفَضِّلْ أَخًا عَلَيْهِمَا. And doesn't prefer one of his sons or a brother to them. He's kind to them and righteous in his conduct to them. كُنَّ لَهُ حِجَابًا مِنْ النَّارِ. On the Day of Judgment, they will be a barrier between you and hellfire. So you're going to run from your brother to find your sister. Alhamdulillah, I have two sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them evidence for me and my daughter. Allahumma ameen. So all of us on that day will be terrified and running away, trying to hide our good deeds from those who we have ruined ourselves with. Who are they? Your inner family, your brother, your father, your mother will have such a haq over you because of our neglect. May Allah make us of those who are penitent for them. Allahumma ameen. There will always be the reward of the righteous. وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُصْفِرَةٌ ضَاحِقَةٌ مُسْتَبْشِرَةٌ. But on that day, there will be faces that are brightened and happy and rejoiceful. وَوُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَلَيْهَا غَبَرَةٌ. Other faces will be downcast and it's as if they are dusted and just in turmoil. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَفَرَةُ الْفَجَرَةُ. May Allah save us from this. They are those who are ungrateful to Allah, disbelieved in Allah. They were the evil wrongdoers in their public dealings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this. Allahumma ameen. May Allah center us on a path of truth. This was another daily tafsir with your brother Ibrahim, a surah a day of Juz Amma. And this was surah number 80, Surah Abasa wa Tawalla. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.